Welcome back to How My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where you get a little bit more of us, a bit more dilemmas. Mm-hmm. We have phone a friend now in here as well. And of course, peak or bleak of the week.
Yes.
What is your peak or bleak of this week?
I'm bleaking this week, guys.
You're bleaking?
I'm not well.
Sick?
Yeah.
Oh,
sick girl.
Really?
Well, I just feel... no,
run down.
Probably not. Yeah, I'm just run down. I'm just like...
Tired.
Zonked. Yeah. And my eye is achy and I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm actually peaking because
peaking?
I was out on Saturday, had a bit of a mad night, was meant to eat afternoon tea, it turned into Temple Bar.
Perfect.
Went out to, I actually came home at like 2, wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But we're out since 3, so about like...
Good 12 hours
of drink. But usually on the second day, I feel like way worse.
Today,
I feel like groggy, but my aura ring.
Bloody fresh.
I'm on 99. I never got that much readiness score in my life.
Yeah.
My sleep score was 90, which is usually fucked after any type of drinking.
What time did you go to sleep at last night?
11.
Oh,
woke up at 7. It's my eye. It's my like.
That's your ideal.
It's
sleep.
My time. Like, that is my. It's my body now knows to go to sleep then. And it just wakes up by itself now.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's really good. Now, I still have to set an alarm because I'm paranoid in case I don't wake up, but that's like my perfect sleep.
That's good.
I wake up like an angel and I'm like, ah.
La, 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 la.
And I'm also on my period, so that's good that I feel
life
alive.
Is, yeah.
Because I'm very, very tired on my period. So I'm peaking because of that.
Peaking this week. I love that for you, love.
Good start of a week.
Yeah,
I'm
a good
London
Monday
today.
For you now.
You're sorry.
Like,
oh my god, yeah, we haven't had any breakfast, guys. But you're really,
you swear I haven't eaten in a week, so come on, I've been horsing the food into me, Lord.
We have a live show coming up, if you didn't know, in Limerick, November 27th, UCH Limerick with Madison Cawley and Shane McCarthy and a few other special guests.
It'll actually be this Thursday when you're listening to this, won't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right.
So, yeah, when you're listening to this, it'll be
it's
this
4 days away
coming. Thursday.
I hope there's still tickets left for you.
So get your girls, get your drinks. We're going to have a Christmas night out in Limerick.
The best night. Limerick's always a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really fun.
We'll see you then.
So this week's dilemma is, me and my boyfriend are together nearly 7 years. We got together as teenagers and are now in our 20s. A few weeks ago, I was suspicious of something being off with him and basically found out he'd been talking to another girl on Snapchat for a few days. He didn't know her before. She's a stranger. He said it wasn't anything sexual or inappropriate, but definitely flirting, and that he knew it was wrong. He was remorseful and said he doesn't know why he'd done it. He said he was just being stupid. I chose to stay with him, given everything we've been through. However, he won't tell me who she is. All that I know is she's in her 20s, posh, from Dublin, and in college. He won't tell me because he doesn't want me to be insecure or compare myself, but I literally cannot deal with the not knowing. Is ignorance bliss? Am I crazy? Should I? / how do I find this girl? I've already searched the phone. Laughing face. Any advice is much appreciated. Love yous.
Do you think finding out would be worse than not finding out who she is? I think if you don't know who she is, you will think of the most beautiful, not to say, like, do you
she's
know
not, yeah, I know what you mean.
You'll imagine something that will annoy you at your most. Do you know what I'm trying
to
say?
Sorry, the neck of him. I don't want you to be insecure or comparing yourself. Then why would you text her in the first place?
The cheek.
Like, the sorry. Like, as if he's trying to save, but I'm trying to protect you. Then don't do it in the first place. And I think if she wants to know, she's every right to know who it is. He's the one that's done the wrong thing. He's lucky she's still even there. Because I probably would recommend not to be. Mm. Because I think that's the start of something not good. You don't know what was said, I suppose. You have to, like, you can either give someone the benefit of the doubt and, like, trust what they say, or you can take yourself out of that situation. And I just think, I don't know. I feel like, I've said it before, but things like that where it's, like, continuously texting someone nearly feels worse to me than if...
Going out and kissing someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me. Because it's, like, that's way more thoughts put into that. It's not a spur of the moment thing, like... Both aren't good. I'm not saying either are good or either is you should do at all, but that nearly feels worse. So I think just have a think about what you're staying in as well and what you're letting slip and slide, because if he's got away with that,
what else can he get away
with? What else can he or will try
is
to get
away? Is this him
with?
Like, testing your boundaries?
Testing your boundaries and
seeing.
And, like, is he not maybe deep down, like, is he not happy in the relationship, which doesn't excuse that, but even put that thought into his head, be like, obviously there's a reason you've done that, like, are you not happy, like, we're together 7 years, there's something wrong other than that, because maybe men don't really think about things like that.
Mm.
They don't like to think about their feelings. But is he like, was he testing to see if someone else is better out there? Do you know?
I wonder how, it makes no difference to anything, but I wonder how, like, did he add her? Did
I know.
She add him? Not that it doesn't change anything. No. I'm just trying to be nosy to find out. I don't think, like, ignorance is bliss, but also if you're the type of person that it will drive you mad. Like,
yeah.
You have every right to question
know.
Him, and he
yeah.
should absolutely just hand it over, just give you everything.
Like,
he shouldn't dictate what you get to know about the situation.
And like, is he hiding it because it's someone she might know, or someone she was insecure about already, like the girl he told you not to worry about vibes? Like,
yeah,
you don't know them things until you know who it is. So I think it's going to eat you up until you know, because I'd be like that person.
I love the 20s.
I'd have to know.
Posh from Dublin. Yeah. I'm in college.
Why was he giving them yeah. facts? Like,
what kind of details was he giving
kind
you
of
from
strange,
that?
Honestly. I think you have every right to know, and I think that if he didn't tell you, I'd be like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then if he tells you, I'd still probably leave.
Yeah. No, seriously, like, you don't feel like,
him.
Yeah, don't feel like you can't ask questions, or that you should be left in the dark about things.
Yeah, and I think he has to tell you, I think otherwise it's going to be hard to find the person.
You won't find them.
No.
No.
You'll be on an endless mission. Phone a friend then.
I need advice, girls. I've been with my boyfriend nearly 2 years. We broke up in June because he got lazy and controlling, but he apologised and we got back together in July. Now it's November and nothing has changed. On Halloween, he tried to drag me home at 11 p.m. and said he'd be odd with me if I stayed out without him.
Oh.
Lately, I feel totally trapped. I can't wear certain things, go certain places, or even have certain people on Snapchat. I want to end things, but I meant to go on a family holiday with him in a few weeks. I don't want to go if I'm planning to break up, but I also don't want the drama of ending it right beforehand. What should I do?
And this is what the listeners have said. Fuck the holiday, break up with him.
He's not being worthy, but put him in the fire. Don't even think about the holiday, just end it.
I always say that to people. A few times, like, friends have come to me, or I've had a situation where I'm like, but there's a holiday, like, it's not worth it.
Holiday.
It's going to be a shit holiday.
You can go anytime.
Him. You can go anytime, you can go without him. Like, it's not worth staying with someone for a holiday. End it before you go any deeper. You won't enjoy the holiday with how you're feeling.
Done, finished, absolutely not. Protect your peace, it's more important.
Capital letters, bin.
Dump him. The holiday with his family will be good for his heartbreak.
Feck the holiday. He'll get over it. Some of what you described sounds really concerning, and the sooner you get away, the better.
End it. Block him and the family. Save your peace. Tell friends you trust so they can support you.
Save yourself, girly. That has red flags all over it. Get out and focus on you.
Yeah, I don't like the whole deciding what I'm wearing and all.
No, that's really concerning.
Like, nearly bribing her. Like, I'll be odd with you if you stay out without me.
Yeah. That'd be odd. What a strange thing to say.
Isn't it?
Pull the plaster off, block and delete.
From experience, the holiday might only make it worse. Leave before it, for sure.
He might try, like, he might feel her pulling away and try, like, guilt her into staying.
Yeah.
Or, like, they might even have a nicer time on holiday than they usually have, and then
come back and
ends up staying. Yeah. And then you're more attached. If you avoid conflict, keep the peace, you start a war inside yourself.
Oh.
Wow.
I like that one. Bye.
Fucking run.
Run. I've been there. Control only got worse and I ended up in a DV relationship. Save yourself the hurt.
That's the thing. And that, I think, like, sometimes people look at certain relationships or, like, you end up in one and you're like, how did I get here to this point? But it's like, it starts
as things
starts
like this.
As small, like, things you might see as small. It doesn't, because if horrible men or whatever, people who abuse, like, women, if they started off like that, you'd straight away be like, run.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, these people know how to get inside someone's head, get their trust, and slowly but surely add things in that, like, it's not until you look back at, like, God, how much has changed.
They're like little unnoticeable things, but as they snowball, there probably will be a day where you get to a point being like, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
And then things start adding up.
Adding up to, like, oh, God, it started with control of my clothes, started with control of my friends, who I have on social media. Like, that's how things kind of can begin. Leave. This is the rest of your life. If not now, when?
Run for the absolute hills, girls. Girl, it's never going to change. Talking from experience.
Honestly, being miserable on holiday with a man who's responsible for your misery is not it. I hope you're okay.
I've been there, left and booked a one-way flight to Australia. He will never change.
Oh, end it, girl. It's not worth putting yourself through that stress. You deserve to be you.
Number one thing is you know you want to leave him, so that's good. Decision made, just do it.
Mm-hmm, that's true. She's quite strong on that already. End it. Don't worry about his family. That's on him to explain and it'll be him that looks bad.
Get out of there. He's going to trap you.
Mm-hmm. If he was the one, you wouldn't feel this way. Leave before it's too late. It's not easy, but it's not normal for your partner to control you.
It's not worth your mental health to stay with someone who's so controlling for the sake of a holiday.
Yeah. I've been on a holiday before that I've been like, oh, we'll just go on this holiday and it's trash.
Hell, is it?
It's horrible. It's worse. It's really bad, like years ago. But like, I was like, maybe this will like say...
This will fix us. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Just the actual opposite. Get rid. I'm just out of a 12-year domestic violence relationship that started just like this.
If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. If you're even doubting it, just get out. You will be miserable.
Play Sabrina Carpenter's song Goodbye and press block.
Run. Do not let a man say what you can and can't do. I think the fuck not.
Run and don't look back. Run, I said in capital letters.
These
are very...
Run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's given
there's
that.
No, oh, but what if, or there's no two sides with this. This is very much, girl.
Sometimes red flags, you can't see them as any other colour. They're just actually red.
Illuminous.
And these are, like, we kind of make jokes about red flags here and there with certain things, but these are actual, like, concerning.
Of course.
Red flags. I'm glad we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. Women's Aid is also out there for anyone who feels like they might need it for resources. Yep. They're a great organisation. So if anyone wants to reach out or go on their website. But that is us from this week.
That's us, folks.
For How Much Drink Extra Juice.
We're preparing for the live show currently.
Preparing for the live show to go back on stage. Yeah. I kind of like that we had a little gap between the last set and this one.
Yeah.
It's nice that we had a little break and then just one more. Back with a bang.
Back with a bang, girl.
But yeah, we'll see you there. UCH.ie for tickets. Madison Colley and Shane McCarthy. I hope by the time this comes out that there's still tickets left for you.
Yes.
Maybe a few. The last time, our last sets of shows, they sold out the week of.
Always do, yeah.
Because people get like FOMO.
FOMO.
And last minute.
And I think
FOMO
is going to be real for this one.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
get your tickets while you can.
Don't wish you came.
Yeah.
Just come. Okay, guys. Oh. Oh God, Wednesday's our 200th episode, guys.
Oh, what the hell?
Wow.
Scary.
How would we talk? I'd love to add up all the hours we've talked for.
I wonder how many times we've said, love you, bye.
Yeah, just do a compilation of all. That's it from us, guys. We'll see you on Wednesday, Thursday for full video as well on YouTube. And we'll see you then.
See you then.
Bye. Oh, wait.
Oh. Ready?
Love you.
Bye.
God, I confused myself.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.